Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
You're welcome to Cruise Control with me, Day Daniel, on Africa Tech Radio. And we know that it is the holy month of Ramadan for the Muslim faithful all over the world. And it is a period of fasting and spiritual reflection. And in this time, you also understand that it is very important. It is very easy to be fatigued and to lose productivity. This is why we are having professionals join us to discuss the best way to maintain productivity in this period. We have today Anifa Abdurrahman, and she's a talent success manager at Andela. We have Fauzia Damole, she's a communication manager for Ingressive for Good. And we also have Ashim Ibrahim Bolaji, he's the head ICT for digital unit at NSI Ilorin. Hi everybody, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fauzia. Good afternoon, Anifa. And good afternoon, Ashim.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. How has the fasting been?
Good. It has been good. It could be better, of course, because, you know, I set goals and I'm quickly realizing that I have, like, reworked some of those goals.
I can really imagine that. How has your fasting been, Ashim?
Let's say it has been quite hard for me. Kind of done. So, it could be better. So we're looking forward to doing that. This is last two races that are going.
Hopefully. And Anifa?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been fun. You know, just trying to kind of balance everything and your obligations towards work and also towards your faith as a Muslim in this month as well. But all things being equal, we thank God.
Thank God. Thank you very much. And moving right into it, I'll be asking Ashim this. Ashim, what are the key benefits of Ramadan?
Okay, so for Muslims, we understand that the purpose and benefits of Ramadan as a month, and then fasting itself, which is one of the acts you do in Ramadan, there are many acts you do in Ramadan, but fasting is one of them. So one of the key things is that Ramadan is supposed to teach us self-control. Mm-hmm. And then it's supposed to reinforce our faith and piety. And then it also helps us become more mindful of, you know, Allah and His blessings. And then it's also a means for seeking forgiveness of our sins and a reminder of the plight, those who are downtrodden, who do not have, of course, what they go through on a daily basis. So the key benefits here is that we are able to go through all this whilst knowing fully well that we're going to get the rewards for each year in the world and year.
Thank you very much. And I can understand how that is. And I spoke earlier that it is easy to get fatigued and lose productivity during this time. I spoke to a medical practitioner just before now, and she spoke about some ways to stay healthy during this period, because it's also very important that as we maintain our faith, that we maintain our health. Fauzia, what can you say are some ways that the fasting can affect us as workers, as techies, affect our productivity during this period?
So generally, I like sleeping a lot. So I can definitely point to the sleep schedule and the way that changes, and generally how, you know, when there's a shift in your sleep schedule, it also automatically, you know, reflects on your energy level. And so as workers in Ramadan, there's that shift, like I said, between trying to balance the low energy that you have with the increased level of responsibilities that you have towards your deen and towards work.
So Anifa, what do you think are some tips to stay focused while we are fasting?
That's a good question. And then plus one to what Fauzi said, sleep is super important. Yeah, but I mean, I'll start from that, actually. Staying productive and ensuring that you're bringing your best energy. You have to look at your sleep schedule. Now, before, let's say you're catching 5 hours, 6 hours of sleep, during Ramadan, it might be a lot more difficult because you're waking up in the middle of the night to eat, to pray, and to do all these obligations, right? So that means it's cutting down the amount of hours that you have to sleep. So to counter that, you have to kind of sleep earlier than you usually would. And that way you have a lot more energy and you're getting at least about almost equal amount of sleep that you will get done on a regular day. I also try to kind of rearrange my work schedule to fit, you know, Ramadan. So probably, most especially by working remotely, usually this is something that's very possible. Like, you know, once you request beforehand from your HR team and things like that, you can always kind of relook at or rearrange your overlap hours and the hours that you work compared to how compared to the number of hours that you worked before. And just, you know, yeah, catch a lot of sleep as well, to be honest. Because once you start to get tired, it's to start to affect, you know, your work, start to get headaches and all that you want to try to avoid that as much as possible.
Thank you very much, Anifa. Ashim, how do you think that we will be able to, or we can manage our workload effectively? Because the workload starts to seem like it is too much on us, especially when you're fatigued. I think you have to take time out to pray and all that and reflect and all that. So how do you manage your workload effectively in this period?
Okay, so the key thing here is to work smart and not try to work hard. So we try to smart again what we are able to do. So for my line of work, a lot of things can be automated. So
yeah.
I'm basically automate some of these things to do whatever they want to do. To back up, to establish what to do. If anything wants to do, I allow you to do that yourself at the particular type of program. So just building on what my sisters have mentioned. Sometimes when we give too much timing, when we try to give too much timing to our workloads, then it affects what might be our things that we should do, blah, 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 which is basically to pray and reflect and all that. So what I do to manage my workload is that apart from Ramadan time, I also have, especially in Ramadan, I have some other things that I do. I do lectures, I go for physical lectures, I do online lectures, then I still have to come to work and I don't work remotely. So I have to leave in the morning and go to the office and then still come back to do tafsir and all these things. So I think we can do is, from what Fauzia said, if you're able to talk to your HR team, basically I used to take my annual leave during Ramadan, but I wasn't doing that this year for some reason. So, but if you are able to do that, then you do. If not, then you manage your workload, create your time graph, what you do, and then you put there is priorities. You set a priority project. What are the things that I know that if I don't do today, it might affect my work. If there's something I can do today that will give me some new way over the next days, like 2, 3, 4 days, then do it today and then give yourself that 2, 3, 4 days to be able to do all that from the event that you need to do. Or, in the other sense, what we could also do is that we make our schedule something we follow to details. So we don't just use that schedule as just a document. We should do it and then flow it up and then set up triggers, steps that trigger us to know what we're supposed to do, or alarms, reminders that we're supposed to do at this particular time, and then you follow it to the detail.
Thank you very much. Fauzia, how do you manage stress in this period?
I know that I've said sleep before, but I go to bed. Okay, so luckily, I don't think that Ramadan is a period that's entirely stressful. I think that it's just one of the blessings of Allah. Mm-hmm. And maybe I may be saying it from the perspective of it holding me well, because I work from home. But it's a bit more peaceful, you know, because especially when you're doing the ibadah that you're supposed to do. Ibadah is, please somebody, what's ibadah in English? Anybody, act of faith. Thank you.
Act of worship.
Okay, so especially when you're doing that, you know, reading the Quran is a bit more peaceful. A few days ago, my mom was asking me if I felt the same way after reading Quran, she feels like she wants to sleep, you know, it just makes you a bit more solemn. So if I'm feeling stressed with work, I take a break. I just, you know, go back and do some of the after worship that I'm supposed to do. Before Ramadan started, I created a special corner in my room that is my prayer corner. No phones allowed in my prayer corner, especially no laptops allowed there. When I feel this way, I just go there and pray.
Mm.
It's rewarding and it's also, you know, it calms me down.
That's very beautiful. Anifa, how do you manage time in this period?
That's a very good question. So I look at it as like a full 24 hours, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, I mentioned how you have to kind of look at what time you sleep, sleeping early, and then just rearranging your calendar to fit, you know, all of all the things that you have to do, some of the other files you mentioned. So managing time, for me, I like to do heavy tasks earlier in the day. So my work hours is between like 11 to 6 p.m. So I'm lucky to still be with my family that sometimes do bulk of the cooking, right? Which is good for me. So once I start, so that means between like anything from 11 and earlier, so 11 a.m., 10 a.m., I have all that time to myself to just, you know, catch up on some sleep, do some of this ibadah, and just like really calm down, right? Mm-hmm. So from 11, I'm starting work, I'm, you know, going deep into my task, I'm having some meetings, and, you know, up until 6. So sometimes in between that time, I also have some quick 15 minutes break, you know, just to rest up, catch up on some ibadah as well, do my salat and all that. And then from there, you know, there's iftar. So 7 p.m., go into iftar all the way, isha, and then taraweeh, and then I also have to like just I have about 2 hours that I have to focus on for my MBA as well. So I'm currently running my MBA. Mm-hmm. So I do that in the night as well, and then the cycle starts all over again. So that's currently what my work, what my, you know, schedule is like for Ramadan.
Thank you very much, Anifa. Actually, both ladies, both sisters have said a lot about sleep. Do you think that sleep is very important for productivity in Ramadan, and how do you get enough sleep?
Okay, yeah, the both of them have spoken a lot about sleep, and it's essential, especially for you to be productive. If you do not have the normal amount of sleep that you're supposed to have, when you wake up and try to, you know, put yourself into a task, you might get lost to do that task, you know, in the right way. Because sleep is like a natural thing. It would always, you know, ask for its natural distance to be done. So what will we do in this extension? You find a way to manage your work time and your sleep time. So for most of us that have to wake up maybe earlier, say 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. or 2:30 a.m. as much as possible. What we try to do myself is that I make sure that Taraweeh doesn't extend beyond 10 p.m. And afterwards, I go to sleep. Exactly. I do not try to do any other thing. In fact, I'm at home, at what Fabia mentioned that she still does after 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. Immediately, I shut down my laptop to go and keep up with the next time you are meeting with tomorrow morning. I'm not doing anything. Even if I took emails on my phone and all that, I would not do anything. So, because it's essential for me to be able to do what I want to do at the point that I'm off the workplace, so that I know I'm too. So, and then afterwards, I have to sleep free, and then I have to have normal amount of sleep. So, you cannot have 7 to 8 hours in a normal way to be. I do not think, I have the opinion that a lot of us take this to sleep our busy sleeps when we grow old. So, a lot of us miss sleeps. You know, on a daily basis, even before Ramadan. So now that Ramadan is here, it decreases the time we will need to sleep. So at one point, we might need to manage it. What I think I do most is that on the day of that last year of Ramadan, I pack from Eid, and then I sleep the whole day. I don't go out anywhere. I just sleep all day till next morning. So I believe that I've been able to, you know, satisfy whatever sleep I have missed over the month of Ramadan.
Thank you very much. But do we think that they are, so you people, most of the time, you, Hashim said that he tries as much as possible to take his leave period towards Ramadan. Anifa and Fawzia to work remotely. Do you think that remote working is a better setup to stay productive during Ramadan? Anifa?
Yeah, I mean, between you and I, absolutely. So I don't think I have a lot of experience working physically, actually. The last time I worked physically was like before COVID, and that was just twice in a week thereabouts. So I'm already like a remote person 100%. But I do know that I'll probably cry if I have to go into work. Yes, I think working remotely has given us the flexibility of being able to manage our time, our space, our energy because then you don't have to walk around, you don't have to, you know, face traffic. You don't have to, exactly. So all of all this energy, you have them to be able to do something else and focus this energy onto something else. So absolutely. I mean, I feel like if it's possible, most offices should be able to give that 1 month to Muslim to be able to work remotely. They're still working, no break, just that they work from home, and it's like COVID, but COVID only for 1 month in a year.
I have to ask Ashim this, since he was not able to get leave this year, do you think that working remotely is better for the Ramadan period?
Yes, I'd say 100%. So I worked remotely in some of the establishments I worked with. In fact, this is the say first establishment I'll be working that I have to be present in the office on a day-to-day. So I know how Ramadan was for me whilst I was working with it. So it's much more easier. It was easier for me to even perform my ibadat and be productive at work. But for now, here now, I have, as I said, it's not because it becomes easier for me to work from the office. It was easier for me to work from home. So, but, you know, the establishment didn't accept. So I have now had to also make a lot of things. Even if I am downcast and maybe I'm reciting the Quran and the case or something, and I do not want to support that much. All it's to do is to automate and view film, and I'm still the same, not doing anything. So it's more productive when you're working from and able to the also and bustle facing traffic and all that before going to the office. That will even stress you out whilst you are doing fast.
Thank you very much. Fawzia, how can we maintain work life balance in this period?
So my answer is somewhat going to also answer your previous question, because I've worked, I think 2 years ago, I was going to work in person, and it was during Ramadan as well. So I think I've experienced the two of them. And I can't say for a fact that one was more productive for me. All I can say is that one was more stressful. And the advantage of working from home is, you know, it helps on me generally and not on, you know, the result of the work I'm able to do or the result of my ibad generally. Because remember that time I wouldn't get home until much later. I had a box of dates in my bag. I would just always take one. It's like the bus every single day. It was stressful. I lost a lot of weight. I was fit. But, you know, I think it still got done. And what I would say that working from home doesn't allow me to do is, just like Hashim said, you know, when he gets home, he turns off his laptop and he goes to sleep. Alifa does not have that. I don't have that. Because we don't get to set the boundaries as well as, you know, working in person allows you to. Yeah, so there's that, get your job done anyway. Even if you didn't do your work during the day, you finish it in the midnight, you have to. Exactly. So, I guess that working in person gives you a little bit of work-life balance. I hope I'm not wrong. You know, it may be different for different people. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, just like I said before, take breaks in between. I think there's one, I can't remember the figure exactly, maybe 30-30 rule or something.
2020.
If you work for 30 minutes, you know, 2020, okay, and take a break 20 minutes. So if that means, if taking a break for you means that you want to observe Nawafil, do so. If it means that you want to read the Quran, do so. If it means that you just want to catch your breath and rest, do so. Especially in this month, you have a bunch of stuff to do. So what is life really? Is life for you chilling, or in this month, life for you is, you know, getting all the rewards that you can gather during Ramadan?
Thank you very much. And as we round up, I would like each and every one of you to give us some strategies. I know we have discussed it, but like now we are going to summarize the strategies that we use. Okay, first, to set and achieve goals during Ramadan, and how to stay productive as we round up. I'll start from Ashim.
Okay, thank you very much for that question. So starting from setting the goals and objectives, I tell people it's not about the quantity, it's about quality when it comes to whatever worksheet you want to do in the month. So don't make it too much. It's not a must for you to recite the whole Quran in the month. It's not a must for you to make sure that you attend a tarawih that lasts for 2 hours. Every day, month of Ramadan. So be more concerned with the quality of that particular ibadah that you're doing. So now when you now come to your work, so you are going to aggregate the time you're going to be spending in doing your ibadah with what it takes for you to complete a particular task or the job schedule that you have to complete for that particular day. so you don't outwit each other. You know, it's that as Muslims, we are bound by whatever contract we sign. So you sign a contract that says that, you know, you have to complete the fast on 10 days. From after all on that, much as you want to still get rewards or whatever by that you're doing. So you manage your time effectively, make sure you're putting tasks that will take longer times in the most productive times. So if your most productive hours are in the morning, then you put tasks in the morning, and then when you come back afterwards, you're able to still do some form of ibadah before it gets to King.
Thank you very much, Elzia.
So I mean, everybody has kind of like talked about, you know, managing time and all that. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go from the other aspect of eating well, don't miss sahur, eat healthy, drink a lot of water, take a lot of dates, you know, all that would also help again in, you know, ensuring that you are very productive. And just like Hashim also said, try not to break your contract. Ensure that you get your job done and just be the best that you can be, essentially.
Thank you very much, Anifa. Thank you, and have a great meeting. So, Fawzia, I said that as we round up, what are some strategies that we can use to set and achieve goals during Ramadan?
So, I think that both of them have kind of touched on planning and prioritizing, just, you know, determining what's most important to you and putting that first, right? Earlier last week, I was feeling a bit overwhelmed because, you know, there was a lot of things going on. I just figured if I cannot prioritize on myself, maybe I should ask the people that I report to help me, you know, decide what's most important to them, so that I can get this cleared out of the way.
Mm.
Just, you know, manage your energy level. Choose the fattest cow and kill it. Don't try to do everything at the same time. Prioritize yourself, prioritize your goals, just prioritize.
Mm. Thank you very much, Fawzia. Thank you very much, Ashim and Anifa. I hope that in this time that the Almighty Allah would grant you all your du'as and answer your prayers. Thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Thank you
for joining. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Father.
Thank you. Have a lovely rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye. And you just listened to Anifa, Ashim and Fawzia discuss the benefits of staying productive, how to stay productive during Ramadan. Also, it was Fawzia's birthday yesterday. We wish her a very, very happy birthday in Aries, and we pray that the Almighty Allah would grant her all our du'as, inshallah. Have a productive rest of the day, and don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio, and see you later.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.